Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 1 pound packages of juicy 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $3.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Foul Play. Today we're looking at the story of the Darknet Assassin. In this digital age, we like to believe that we are safe within the confines of our homes, that we can control the information that we share with the world. But the truth is, beneath the surface of the World Wide Web lies a sinister realm that few dare to explore, a place where the most depraved, cruel, and vile dwell. It is here, in the depths of the dark net, where our story takes place. It's a story of a faceless killer, a ghost who lurks in the shadows, leaving behind a trail of blood and terror. And as we peel back the layers of darkness, we must confront the terrifying truth that evil is not always where we expect it to be. The dark web is infamous for harboring sinister activities, including an alarming number of websites advertising murder-for-hire services at a seemingly affordable price. But it's not the sites that are terrifying. It's what they force people to do when they are in a desperate situation. Because while a darknet murder-for-hire site is almost certainly a scam, people still turn up dead. And among these websites is Bessa Mafia. In 2022, Romanian authorities took into custody five men believed to be the administrators of the Bessa Mafia, which have been notorious for facilitating connections between dark web clients and skilled contract killers.
On May the 29th of 2018, a man using the alias Toonbib engaged in a conversation with someone they believed to be a mafia boss, providing hitman for hire on the dark web. Toonbib provided a high school yearbook photo of Brian Niroke, a soldier usually stationed at a military base in Kentucky, along with his address in Indiana. He was staying only temporarily. Toonbib told the hitman Brian would be in Indiana at that address from June the 1st until June the 11th, and he paid the hitman $5,500. In Bitcoin for the job. Just the next day, Toonbib started pressing the supposed mafia boss for a response, which took a while to arrive. Quote,
"I will assign an operative to your job, and it will be done in about a week. Is this okay? I will get back to you shortly with an estimated date."
End quote, came the reply. Toonbib never responded. But on June the 9th, Brian Niroke was found with a fatal gunshot wound in his head near a baseball field in Clarksville, Indiana. His death was ruled a suicide. This story is far from a thriller spy novel, with sharp suits, silencers on guns, and a mafia boss in their ear. Here, there are no actual hitmen. But there is a website, or rather a series of websites, where all these things are portrayed as real. Some people fall for it, seeking a hitman. They download internet browsers that promise anonymity through encryptions and complicated relay systems, and using fake names, they navigate the websites to fill out a form and request a murder. Then, they transfer hundreds of bitcoins into the platform's digital wallet. And then what?
Nothing. These sites don't actually carry out murders, just scams. So how do people still end up dead? The story begins with internet sleuth Chris Monteiro, a Wikipedia editor who stumbled into this dark, twisted world by accident. In 2016, Chris Monteiro was a 30-year-old man with dark hair, a short beard, and deep-set eyes. Monteiro had some unusual hobbies. During the day, he worked as a computer system administrator for a London-based company. At night, he turned on his six-screen desktop computer in his South London apartment and spent hours exploring the depths of the internet. He referred to himself as a, quote, cybercrime niche topic internet researcher, and he was interested in transhumanism, a movement advocating for human enhancement and immortality. But his true passion was the dark web. This obscure corner of the internet was an ideal environment for scammers because it was inaccessible to search engines and riddled with illegal activities. Online forums were filled with references to conscious AIs hiding in the dark web, live streams of people being killed in, quote, red rooms, and dark web pages exposing the secrets of the Illuminati. In this space on the internet, which seems to exist in a different world altogether, it's difficult to draw a line between reality and fiction.
In 2015, Monteiro began managing this deep web subreddit, which kept him informed about the daily happenings in the online underworld. He documented his findings on his blog, which he called Pirate.London, and online encyclopedias like Wikipedia and Rationale Wiki. Monteiro's mission was to debunk urban legends. He contributed to Wikipedia articles discussing topics surrounding the darknet market and created Rational Wiki pages about red rooms and rogue AIs. His fascination with this area of the internet would lead him down dark roads. One day a new article appeared on Rational Wiki. It was about assassinations contracted on the dark web. Rumours about hiring a contract killer on the dark web in exchange for Bitcoin had circulated since the early 2010s. Unlike snuff films and malevolent AIs, hitmen for hire services were widespread on the dark web. Some were structured as prediction markets, where users crowdfunded the assassination of VIPs and politicians, or they catered to those with personal grudges wanting to arrange a hit through private chat. Monteiro's research indicated that all such websites were either harmless trolling or scams meant to steal people's bitcoins. He found no evidence of anyone ever actually being killed by a hitman hired on the dark web, nor of any hitman operating online. He documented this on Rational Wiki, complete with footnotes. Then, on February the 20th, 2016, an anonymous user edited the internet assassination article. According to Monteiro, the edit went something like, quote,
"All assassination sites are scams, except Baser Mafia, which is real,"
end quote, and it included a link to a dark web site. Monteiro saw this as a blatant self-promotion and took it down, upset that his well-researched piece was vandalised. But his curiosity was piqued. Using a dark web browser, Monteiro visited the Baser Mafia website. It seemed to be run by Albanian gangsters, and it was filled with poor English, stock images of armed men, and a payment system that, while claiming to keep the customer's money in an escrow account, very clearly allowed the site owners to steal the funds without carrying out the job. Monteiro wrote a scathing review of Besa Mafia on his blog, labelling it a scam, just like every other murder-for-hire site out there. This, however, did not sit well with Besa Mafia.
A few days later, someone claiming to be from Besa Mafia sent Monteiro an email. The email read, "Hello, I am one of the admins of the Besa Mafia website on the deep web. Would it be possible for us to pay for a true and honest positive review? Let me know if we can prove to you that we are legit." And it was signed, Yora. Intrigued, Monteiro responded to the email with questions, starting with Yora's flawed business model, the security issues in payment, and how the site fell short in technical aspects. All these inadequacies made Monteiro feel confident in his assumption that this was a scam. But Yura was willing to prove his site was legitimate. He asked for the benefit of the doubt and told Monteiro he was open to suggestions, writing,
"We will do our best to make it the best marketplace, focusing on body harm revenge and property destruction."
As proof, Yura offered to have someone of Monteiro's choice assaulted and to pay him a $50 monthly fee to display his Besa Mafia banners on his Pirate London blog. Monteiro, of course, flatly refused both offers. Yura's tone, which was pleasant before, now turned threatening. He wrote,
"Be neutral to our website. Unless you do that, we will pay some cheap freelancers to fill articles and submit posts and comments claiming you are an undercover cop."
Undisturbed by this, Monteiro published the whole email exchange on his blog and mocked Yura and Besa Mafia. This would prove to be a dangerous game to play. In our ongoing journey dissecting real-life mysteries, I've found a perfect companion in a game that not only captivates, but also lets me step into the shoes of a detective in the glamorous 1920s, June's Journey, as someone who's delved deep into the game, playing through the intriguing scenarios of June Parker. I can personally vouch for its immersive experience. In June's Journey, you unravel the mystery of June Parker's sister's murder. Each scene is a visual and intellectual puzzle, with hidden clues scattered across beautifully crafted locations. What I've enjoyed most is the depths of the storyline. Each chapter peels back a layer of this thrilling narrative, revealing danger, mystery, and romance. Besides the allure of solving mysteries, the game lets you design and customize your own luxurious estate island. Building my estate has been a delightful escape, offering a creative break from the intense narratives we tackle on the podcast. For those of you who enjoy the blend of history, mystery, and narrative depth we explore on this podcast, June's Journey offers a chance to live out those elements in a beautifully interactive setting. June needs your help, detective. Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android, and join me in this ongoing quest to uncover hidden truths and solve complex mysteries. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery holding up? Mine's been draining lately, consumed by the darkness of true crime tales. But amidst the shadows, it's crucial to remember to prioritize our mental well-being. Just like unraveling a twisted plot, therapy helps me untangle the knots in my mind. It's about gaining clarity, finding strength, and reclaiming control over your life. Considering therapy, BetterHelp offers a lifeline in the darkness. It's completely online, giving you the freedom to seek help in your own terms. And with a simple questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who understands your unique struggles. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/foul today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/foul, FOUL.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 1 pound packages of juicy 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $3.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Not long after, someone commented on the post with a link to a video. The video began with an A4-sized paper with the words "Gang Members for Baser Mafia on Deep Web." Dedication to Pirate London, April the 10th, 2016. After 30 seconds of darkness, rustling and metallic sounds, the camera revealed a white car engulfed in flames. The sheet was displayed again, just a few metres away from the burning vehicle. It was very clearly a threat to the owners of the Pirate London blog. Monteiro was understandably alarmed, knowing this was not typical scammer behaviour. He believed that online fraudsters generally ignore those who expose them and wouldn't resort to setting cars on fire to protect their reputation. Had he just angered a criminal organisation? The video led Monteiro to contact law enforcement, and at London's Charing Cross police station, he informed the officer that he was a cybercrime researcher specialising in drugs, fraud and murder, and wanted to report that a darknet assassin was threatening him with videos of burning cars. In a few weeks, the matter escalated and was taken to the Metropolitan Police's cybersecurity unit, Falcon Team. Monteiro says nothing ever came of it. The officer said that the car didn't look like it was destroyed in the UK and was therefore outside of the Met's jurisdiction.
Monteiro was on his own now, so he decided to investigate the Baser Mafia website himself. Venturing into the belly of the beast, Monteiro created his account on the website under the name Bodie McBoatface and requested his hit on a fictional person named Bob the Builder. But while poking about here, Monteiro found a weak spot. Every message sent on the platform had a unique numeric ID. If he could combine the message IDs with the website URL, Monteiro could access the private chats of other users there, pseudonyms or not. Monteiro now had access to an entire database of people these faceless ghosts wanted dead. Taking advantage of this vulnerability, he downloaded Baser Mafia's entire message database and scrutinized its archive. And as he suspected, Baser Mafia was a scam. Every conversation followed the same pattern, with customers giving details of the person they wanted killed and their preferred method. If you wanted it to look like an accident, it would cost more. To prove their ability to pay, buyers had to pay in advance to a digital wallet, which was supposed to be an escrow account. And the website claimed clients could withdraw their funds at any time. Euro would pretend to take immediate action after the purchase, followed by a period of delay. It was always something. The hitman would be stopped for a traffic violation or for illegally carrying a firearm. Euro would offer to hire a more professional, seasoned assassin, but that would cost extra, and the buyers would shell out the money.
Many customers continued to pay as Euro strung them along for months. Others requested a refund, which never arrived. These findings confirmed Montiero's suspicions that Besa Mafia was not a legitimate business, but a carefully orchestrated scam designed to defraud vulnerable individuals. But even if Besa Mafia wasn't a legitimate murder-for-hire business, it didn't mean they were entirely powerless. Montiero discovered that it was a full-blown fake news operation. Eura seemed to invest a significant amount of time, money, and effort in defending the website's credibility. When a California resident with the username THCJohn2 had offered his services as a hitman, claiming to be broke and possessing US Navy military training, Eura asked him to create videos of burning cars to intimidate the website's critics. Next, he asked him to stage a murder with help from a friend and a prop gun. In a few weeks, the dark web was littered with fake videos of the work done by the Besa Mafia to promote Eura's assassination websites further. Eura had also established a network of micro-websites on the regular web, which promoted the Besa Mafia under the guise of denouncing it. Eura hired freelance SEO experts to optimize the sites, so they always appeared first in the search results for phrases like, quote, hitman for hire, end quote. And it worked.
The marketing strategy was successful, and the fact that it was fake no longer meant anything. The operation was solid, running smoothly. With people pouring in hundreds of Bitcoin to get someone killed. The scam's message archive essentially served as a hit list containing information on targets, conflicts, and instigators. Montiero thought that while Eura may not have had Hitman to deploy, some of the website's customers might decide to take matters into their own hands and kill their targets themselves. So, could this archive serve as evidence, or even be used to prevent murders? After all, the bad guys were the people calling these hits. Users from around the world were attracted to the website, with some submitting joke requests, and others deadly serious. Montiero took help from a friend who was an online scammer baiter called Judge Judy, and together they worked to systematically scrape messages from Besa Mafia. Judge Judy was focused on disrupting Eura's business, while Montiero compiled a list of the most dangerous users and ranked them by the amount they paid and their determination to carry out the hit. Throughout this time, Montiero tried to involve the police and get them to investigate these cases, but he allegedly found little success with them. So with no outside help, on July 3rd, 2016, Chris Montiero and Judge Judy launched Operation Vegetable. This would be the third and final hack that Besa Mafia would suffer in 4 months.
Back in late April that year, a hacker named BRSPD had infiltrated the website by uploading a malicious file instead of a target's picture, seizing the website's message archive, user IDs, passwords, server passwords, and admin emails, and then dumping the entire collection on the internet. That hack, along with, quote, Operation Vegetable, end quote, set several events into motion, and it thrust Eura into the spotlight. Now, with media attention on him, where could he hide? And more importantly, how would this reveal impact the lives of those who were targeted by the users of Besa Mafia? Despite there not being a single piece of evidence linking Besa Mafia to any murders, bodies would still fall. The people named in those private chats would still die. Who was carrying out these hits? We learn more in episode 2 of our Darknet Assassin series. This dark corner of the internet holds its fair share of secrets and horrors, and all will be revealed next time on Foul Play. Thank you for listening.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 1 pound packages of juicy 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $3.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.